My name's Richard Braund. I was born in September 1950. The pillbox on the common. It was a World War II defensive system. An expert opinion says that the pillbox is a 23A model with additional reinforcement and would have contained an anti-tank gun. In 2011, we had approval to convert the pillbox to use as a bat hibernaculum, a place for bats to hibernate through the winter. We cleaned out the pillbox, secured it with a metal door, and have created cavities using bricks and timber. There are up to 5 species of bat found at Roswell Pits, and we're hopeful that in a few years some of them at least will occupy the pillbox during the winter. The part of the common to the east of Kiln Lane was until recently cut for hay and was rich in wildflowers. East Cambridgeshire District Council has now taken on the lease, and this has presented an opportunity to improve the common for wildflowers. A programme has been set up between the District Council, the Wildlife Trust and Ely Wild Space to reseed parts of the common with seed collected from Chettisham Wildflower Meadow combined with a suitable mowing regime, and this has been successful in establishing more wildflowers on the common. The wet meadow beyond the metal gate has been a breeding site for lapwings for a number of years. To reduce disturbance by dogs, we filled the gaps in the hedgerow along the riverside footpath with native hedge plants, and with the farmer we've erected a fence. We've put up signs during the breeding season pointing out to the public that lapwings breed in the meadow and asking them to keep their dogs under control. The reed bed by Cuckoo Bridge is managed by the Wildlife Trust and has been a breeding site for marsh harriers. Further along the footpath across the River Great Ouse are the settling lagoons of the former beet sugar factory. The reed beds here have for a number of years supported 2 to 3 pairs of breeding marsh harriers, and most years bittern have wintered here and have been heard booming in the spring, although there's no evidence that they have bred. Of course, in medieval times, the bitterns were a favourite item of food on the Lord of the Manor's banqueting table.